thought it was another another good day of work. You know, obviously, you know, especially at this time of year, there's always a lot of mistakes that are made. But that's what this time of year is for, to get those mistakes made, get them coached up, get them corrected, so that hopefully we won't have those same mistakes when we hit the season. I think my overall impression of what we've been able to accomplish in the offseason, I've been real pleased. I think we've gotten a lot accomplished. I think this team is beginning to come together. We still, like I've said before, we still got a long way to go. But we got a lot of work, you know, we got a lot of time where we can get the work in and continue to get better. But I like where we're at as a football team right now. And we got to finish it up tomorrow. And then we got to make sure we take that next month to mentally and physically prepare ourselves for training camp.
You talked about Burris being completely healthy. He's beginning a lot of work, a lot more work than we've seen him before. Is he basically stepping right back into what he was 2 years ago?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think he's further ahead than where he was 2 years ago. You know, 2 years ago, he's a rookie at this point in time and really kind of struggling to find his way a little bit. I think he's got 2 years in the system, so I think he's comfortable in the system. And he's continued to work extremely hard to get better as a football player. And I think anytime you have players that have athletic ability, have football instincts, and they work as hard as he does, they find a way to get on the field and they find a way to make plays. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for guys that love football, that want to work, guys that are going to put the team first. And if you do that, then you'll find a way to get on the field.
He was a guy who played a lot last year for you guys, because I mean, he hasn't been doing out here. It's like this. He mostly just wanted to see more.
Well, I think the great thing that we have going on is we got a lot of competition, right? And when you have competition, it brings out the best in everybody. And like I said before, I mean, I wouldn't read too much into anything. We got a long way to go before we play a game. What I'm looking for is I'm looking for guys to go out and compete and get better every day. And I think we're doing that. And if we'll continue to do that, then we have a good shot at being a good football team.
Chubb said yesterday that he knows the entire playbook and feels like he's absorbed it and has a good grasp of it. Have you seen that out there? And is this light years ahead of where you guys were last year at the quarterback position?
I've been pleased, and I've said this before, I've been pleased with what I've seen out of Matt Chubb. I mean, he's come in here and been really exactly what I thought he was going to be. I mean, he's a good veteran player that understands how to play the game. He's been successful in this league, and I think he's going to continue to be successful. And I said this early in the offseason. I love our quarterback room. I think we got a great quarterback room from 1 through 4. So I think it's a good situation for us to be in. And you know, we got to continue to work, and we got to continue to get better because there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Has anyone impressed you amongst the quarterbacks that you weren't expecting at this time?
No, I think everybody's kind of giving me exactly what I thought we were going to get. You know, I think all these guys have done a nice job. They've all worked extremely hard. They're competing hard, but yet they're competing together. And I think every one of those guys brings a little something to the room that helps not only the other guys in the room, but the whole football team.
I think there were more than a few fumbled quarterback snaps. Is that just a matter of quarterbacks and centers got me still building up chemistry, working with each other, or is something else going on there?
Yeah, I mean, it's mini camp, it's OTA football, all right? Those are the things that, you know, I'd much rather have those things going on now than when we get in the middle of the season. So that's one of the things that we've got to continue to work on and continue to improve.
Do you have an update on James Jones?
Well, he's got an AC sprain, shoulder sprain. Again, it's, you know, he's probably not going to practice tomorrow. I don't know the answer to that, you know, exactly right now, but it's not going to be anything that's going to affect him when we get ready for training camp.
You know, speaking of Jones, he led the league in touchdowns 2 years ago. You haven't had really a number one guy with the Raiders for a while. Is he somebody who could fill that role? Do you see him?
Well, listen, I like some of the things that I've seen out of James. I mean, obviously, you know, all that still remains to be seen. But I think we got a good group of wide receivers. I think all of them are working extremely hard. And we'll let everything filter out as we go through training camp. and getting some of these preseason games.
With a guy like Gabe Jackson, what's the next step for him as you head towards the summer?
Well, I think the big thing is you know, the way the rules are. I mean, they're basically going to be out of here for about 4 weeks before we get an opportunity to see him again and be able to work with him. So the big thing with all these guys is that when we leave for those 4 weeks and we come back, we're able to pick up where we left off, and we don't have to go back to square one. And so all of our guys' ability over this off period to continue to work both mentally and physically, fundamentals and technique, and assignment football.
You got a big influx of veterans, obviously, in the 30-year-old range. You see these guys with kind of a chip on their shoulder now, something to prove. Maybe another team didn't want them, and you guys did, and they want to prove they can still play.
Well, I think every year in this league you've got something to prove. You know, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player, you know, I think that's what this league is all about. I mean, every year you got to reprove yourself, and I think there's veteran players that have something to prove. There's young players that have something to prove. There's coaches that have things to prove. So I think that's the nature of the business, and that's how we get better.
How excited are you to see the position battles in training camp, and how would you describe them as far as compared to your first couple seasons here?
Well, I'm real excited. I think Reggie's done a great job of, acquiring talent and depth on this football team. And that's how you build a good football team. You have a talented frontline group of players, but you're able to develop that depth because throughout the course of a 16-game season, you're going to need everybody. All 53 guys, and including the practice squad. So it's a good situation to have, and I think we're going to have some good competition as we go through training camp.
Is having tough decisions, is that going to be a good thing for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, tough decisions, they're hard to make, but it's a good problem to have. And I can see a situation where we're going to have a lot of tough decisions to try to get down to a 53-man roster, and that's a sign of having an opportunity to be a good team.